productive zman. I didn't print a attendance sheet. I'll give that to you next week, Bezras Hashem, because I noticed that many of you are not yet registered. So hopefully by next week you'll take care of that, and you could retroactively sign in. So we're going to begin with a bit of an introduction today, and specifically we're going to discuss why we learn Machshava, or perhaps whether we should learn Machshava. Could be that I'm not going to convince you, in which case you won't come back next week. So that's another reason why there's no point in having the attendance sheet. If you take a look at the bottom of the first page, and these are the same Maror Makomos that I sent you an email. If you didn't get the email because you weren't registered, find out someone who was registered and they'll forward it to you. Okay, or you could email me. So the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayos towards the end of Maseches Brachos, after digressing for a while to discuss the matter of Schar Va'onesh, and he compares the views of the Chachamim with those of the philosophers, the Rambam concludes the Perish HaMishnayos on Brachos, which of course is primarily a work explaining Mishnayos, it's not a philosophical sefer, with the following comment. Ve'en makom ze mat'im ledaber bo al ha'inyan hazeh. In other words, this isn't the appropriate place to talk about this. It's not really a explanation of the Mishnayos in Brachos. Ela shedarki tamid b'chol makom sheyesh eze remez b'inyanei emunah eva'er mashu. But my derech is that whenever I have some type of remez to inyanei emunah, so then, I elaborate. Ki chashuv etzli lahasbir yisod meha yisodos yoser mikol davar asher ani melameid. Because it's more chashuv for me to explain one of these principles of the Yisodei HaTorah than all the other things that I teach. And of course we know that Mishnah Torah, which is likewise a halachic work, begins with Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, which is not what we would at least normally categorize as halacha. We would call it machshava, whatever machshava is exactly. We'll have to define that term at some point. It's not a term that the Rambam or the Rishonim use, at least the way in which we use it. Likewise, at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, he explains why it is that he begins his halachic work with a discussion of philosophical matters. Take a look. It looks like I didn't include this. Oh, no, yeah. But there are some makoros that I neglected to include because I made your makoro sheet and then I decided what I was going to say. So I apologize. But he writes in the Minyan HaMitzvos at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, Sefer HaRishon, Echlol Bo Kol Mitzvot Shehein Iker Das Moshe Rabbeinu, V'tzarech Adam Leida Osan Tchila HaKol, Kigon Yichud Shemo Baruch Hu V'sar Avodah Zarah. V'karasi Shem Sefer Zeh Sefer Hamada. So he writes that in Sefer Yisodei HaTorah, I'm going to discuss Sefer Hamada, I'm going to discuss things that are Iker Das Moshe Rabbeinu, Mitzarch Adam Leido Santchilas HaKol. In other words, these are the things that you have to know first. So, for example, Yichud Hashem, what does Yichud Hashem mean? We all know Hashem is one, but what does that mean? It's not so simple. What's meant by one? The Rambam says these are the things that you have to know first and foremost, which is why I'm beginning Mishnah Torah with them, because you have to know them first. It's not just that it happens to be the first thing he discusses in Mishnah Torah, but it's the thing that must be known first. So again, we're going to try to discuss today, why is it that we have to know these things and study these things and the like? And we're going to consider a number of elements, overlapping themes to this question. So first and foremost, the answer is that we have to learn these things because it's part of Talmud Torah. It's a chelek in Talmud Torah. The Sifrei says in Parshas Ekev, Piska Memches, and again, I'm sorry I didn't include this, Shalo Tomar Lamadati Halachos Daily. Person shouldn't say, okay, I learned halachos, I learned halacha, I learned Shulchan Aruch, I know all the halachos, that's enough. Talmud Lomar, Kiyim Shamor Tishmerun Es Kol HaMitzvah HaZos, Kol HaMitzvah Lemod Medrash Halachos VaAgados. So, from the extra word kol, the Medrash Darshins, it says Kol HaMitzvah, that it's not enough to define Talmud Torah narrowly, meaning to say what we would call halacha, but rather you have to also learn medrash, halacha, agada. And in fact, in basically every place where Talmudic sources discuss and define the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they always include agada. They include Talmud, halacha, agada, medrash, and different formulations in different sources. But agada is always included in the geder of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So, the first aspect is that what we're going to do, Be'ezras Hashem, when learning Machshava, is a chelek in Talmud Torah. It's an essential chelek in Talmud Torah. And it is something that has to be studied, just like you have to study all aspects of Torah. But what is it that it adds? We know why we have to study halacha. We have to know what to do. What is it that makes this aspect so important? So here you have the source. This what I just read was the top of page 2. It's just the Maramachom was at the bottom of page 1. Okay. So it says in Avos Rabbi Nasan, the second source on page 2, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas Omer, Kol mi sheyesh biyado medrash vein biyado halachos lo tam tam shel chachma. A person who studies medrash, or in this context medrash means agada. The word medrash can have different meanings. Usually it refers to the way in which we darshan epsukim. Could be midrashi halacha, could be midrashi agada. Here I think the context indicates that it's a synonym for agada. So someone who studies agada, ve'ein biyado halachos, but not halacha, lo tam tam shel chachma. The person has not tasted the taste of wisdom. Kol mi sheyesh biyado halachos, ve'ein biyado medrash, lo tam tam shel yiras chet. If you study halachos, and you haven't studied agada, so you don't have yiras chet. In other words, we're comparing, it seems, two different things. The goal of halacha is to study chachma. The goal of agada is to instill within a person yiras chet. And the medrash continues by giving an analogy. Hoya omer kol sheyesh biyado medrash ve'en biyado halachos zegibor ve'enu mezuyan. Someone who knows agada, he doesn't know halacha, so he's like a gibor who's not armed, a unarmed warrior. He's very strong, but he has no weapon, which means he's not going to be particularly effective in battle. Kol sheyesh biyado halachos ve'en biyado medrash, a person who knows halacha, cold, but he hasn't learned agada. So what's he like? Chalash v'zayin biyado. He's this weakling who has a weapon, right? He has no strength. He has this big sword, but he's not strong enough to pick it up. Yesh biyado zefizat. You have both, so then you're a gibor umezuyan, meaning to say you'll be effective. So how does the mashal correspond to what we just said? L'chorah, the idea is that agada builds strength of character. It transforms a person from a weakling into a driven warrior, eager to fight, someone who's strong. But he might be very motivated, but he's inept because he has no sword. He has no ability to fight the enemy. What is halacha? Halacha is like the sharp sword. It's precise. And it informs the person how to use that spiritual strength that he's gained through the study of Agada. And we know people like that, right? Sometimes you'll encounter a person who's extremely motivated. He's learned Medrash or Machshava or all sorts of beautiful svarim, and he's excited and motivated, but he doesn't know what to do with all that passion because he hasn't learned halacha. And oftentimes he'll misdirect that passion because he hasn't learned halacha. He doesn't know how to use that passion and that excitement that he's gained from studying Machshava. The Medrash says you could have a very opposite person, a person who knows halacha very well, but he doesn't have the strength of character to carry it out. He might know what to do, but he doesn't succeed in doing it because he doesn't have the Yir Shamayim. And therefore, to be a Shalim person, both possessing the Yiras Chait, Yiras Hashem, and also knowing how to express it, so that requires both. And that's number one, I think, the most pashut reason why a person must learn Agada. The second reason is that it's through Agada, Machshava, philosophy. We'll elaborate on the specifics as we go through the Zman. A person is able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's not just that Agada is something that's inspirational. If we just had that first source, so you might think that the purpose of studying Agada is to be inspired, to get chizuk, to have the Yir Shamayim. But it's not just inspirational, it's intellectual as well. The Sifrei says, Ritzonucha shetakir es mi she'amer v'haya ha'olam. You want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we'll see, many Rishonim understand that there's a mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. How do you know Hashem? So you want to be makir Hashem? Lemod Hagada, you should learn Hagada. Shemitoch kach ata makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu umedabek bedrachav. It's through the study of Hagada, Machshava, and the like that we are able to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't ever fully know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're limited and finite, corporeal. He's infinite, incorporeal, by definition. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to understand him to the extent that we can. And we'll discuss what it means to understand him. We're not understanding his essence. We're understanding him through the way in which we relate to him and perceive him and the like. We'll expand upon all this. But whatever exactly the mitzvah is of Yediyas Hashem, so here the Medrash is telling us that we do that through the study of Agada. Now, it's not the pshat that these are two unrelated things, right? The first source we said says that you learn Agada to be inspired, and the second source says you learn Agada to have Yediyas Hashem. The two points, the intellectual and the emotional aspect of learning Machshava, are of course very related. The Rambam very powerfully puts this in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva, again on page 2. Davar yaduo barish ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nekshares belibo shel adam ad sheyishge batamid karaui. So the Rambam here is discussing how a person can achieve avas Hashem, and is telling us that to achieve avas Hashem, you need to be constantly involved in it. Not just that, but v'yazov kol masha ba'olam chutz mimena, k'mo shetiva v'amar v'chol v'avcha v'chol nafshecha. Einu oev HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela b'das shiyeda eyu. So we're gonna, Bez Hashem, have a chance to explain what the Rambam means by this. For now, we'll simply translate it, that a person loves Hashem through the knowledge that he knows him. The alpi hadeya tiyah ahava, to the extent that you know Hashem, so will be your love of Hashem. Im at me'at v'im harbe harbe. Lefikach tzarech adam liyached atzmo lahavin ulahaskil b'chachmos utfunos hamodiyim lo eskono. Therefore, a person must engage in the study of the types of wisdom that will allow him, that will teach him about his Creator. Kefikach shiyesh ba'adam lavin ulahasig. Moshe Baranu, Bilchos Yisodei Torah. So, what's the Rambam saying? He's telling us that in order to love Hashem, we must know Hashem. So, when we talk about the emotional mitzvos, things like Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim, we shouldn't think of these as totally divorced from the intellectual realm. Sometimes we bifurcate. There's the emotional, and then there's the intellectual. And the Rambam really merges the two. And the Rambam famously writes that he always writes very powerfully about how these two aspects of Avodas Hashem relate to each other and build off of each other. Again, another famous place where he discusses this is in Yisodei HaTorah Perek Beis, which you have on the bottom of page 2. Ha'eich yaderach la'avasu v'yiraso b'shai shizbonin ha'adam b'maisev uvruam uvruav ha'neflaim ha'gdolim v'yirah mehan chachmaso she'en la'erech v'loketz miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mifa'er u'misave tava gdola leid Hashem Hagadol. So, what is he saying over here? What he's saying is that, right, that you want to know how to love Hashem. You're misbonin b'maisav uvruv, which is again thought. You think about these things, but what does that achieve? It doesn't just achieve intellectual knowledge. But the result is a highly emotional response. He's oev u'mishabeach u'mifayer u'misavet taiva gedola leidas Hashem Agadol. You are overcome with an incredible desire to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemo she'amar David, Sama nafshi le'elokim lekel chai. Because this is true, meaning to say, because the way to love and fear Hashem is through being mizbonein bibriyosav haniflayim, so therefore, ani mivayer klalim gedolim mimaisei ribon haolamim. I'm going to describe many aspects of the maisim of Hashem. In the first four chapters of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam discusses first metaphysics and then physics and science. The Rambam science is quite different than our science, and we'll also, Be'ezus Hashem, talk about that. But without getting into that point now, saying, why am I doing this in a halachic work? Because this is what's going to bring a person to Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. The intellectual and the emotional are really mixed, and they feed off of each other, as the Rambam writes over here. Kedei she'iya pesach lemevin le'ahov es Hashem. So you'll be able to love Hashem. Kemo she'amru chachamim binyan ava she'mitoch kach atamakir Esmisha Amar Vahaya Ha'olam. Again, a relationship between Ahava, which seemingly is an emotional mitzvah, and Yediyas Hashem. And again, Parak Dalad, now the top of page 3. Bizman Sha'adam is Bonim Bidvarim Ha'elu, Umakir, Kol Habruim Mimalach, the Galgal, the Adam, Ukiyote Bo, the Yerachach Maso Shalakadish Baruch, Ubachola Yitzurim, Ubachola Buim, Mosif Ahava Lamakom. When a person is misboning in these things, the things that he just described, the different creations, from a Malach all the way down to the creations of this physical world, this lower world, and he sees in them God's infinite wisdom. So this leads to increased avas Hashem. The timsa nafsho, the titzma nafsho, you'll be thirsty. The chame besaro, fascinating, right? You're almost as though your flesh desires it. It's going to be almost a physical desire. Le'ehov ha'makom baruch hu. V'yireh v'yifacheh mishifluso v'daluso v'kaluso k'shiyarech atzmo le'echad me'hagufos ha'kadoshim ha'gdolim. In other words, why is it that we study malachim? Okay, what's important to know what a malach is? And the Rambam writes, it's a very humbling experience to study what a malach is. V'kol shekein le'echad me'atzuros ha'tahoros ha'nefrados min'agolmim shalon nischabru b'golem klau. Again, Bezos and we'll have a chance to talk about what the Rambam means over here, but the Rambam is discussing the fact that there are certain creations that are totally non-physical, and being able to understand and relate to the existence of non-physical things, like, for example, an angel, and even more elevated entities, is something that's very important, among other things, because it helps us relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We generally speaking tend to think of things that exist as things that are physical. This table exists because I could feel it and tap it, and it makes a sound when I bang on it. And things that don't have any physical aspect to them don't exist, which is of course incorrect. And it's one of the things that makes relating, that error that makes relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu difficult, because we think of existence as things that are physical, and the Rambam tells us that studying non-physical things that exist, like Malachim, help us relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. But anyhow, v'yimtza atzmo shu kekli malibushu chlima reik v'chasa. You study these things, especially these elevated worlds, and it's a very humbling experience. One thing that you clearly come away with after briefly looking at these opening prakim of the Rambam, obviously we didn't really learn them, but just read some brief highlights, is that we're not talking here about some type of dispassionate academic discipline. When the Rambam talks about the study of science and philosophy in the context of Avodas Hashem, and he feels that it is an essential aspect of Avodas Hashem, it's something that is highly emotional. Hence, it's a prerequisite for Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim, which are emotions fundamentally. And the same thing, of course, will be with hopefully everything that we learn this year together, which is that we're learning machshava, we're reading svarim and the like, but it's something that shouldn't be a dispassionate studying of the text or thinkers or history or the like. Of course, the same is true with all of our Talmud Torah, but especially here. If we succeed in mastering the material, but we're unchanged as a person, our Avas Hashem and our Yira Shamayim haven't increased, then we've utterly failed in terms of our pursuit. You might pass the Bechina. There's a Bechina, by the way, I should warn you. It's not very hard, but I do recommend taking notes. So you can use your notes on the Bechina. Anyhow, the point, though, is that it's not about passing the Bechina. And if we were to master this material, but we remain unchanged, then the pursuit is an utter failure. And it's not just about inspiration that's not rooted in the intellect. What the Rambam is telling us is that inspiration must relate to the intellect. And we can't bifurcate these two things, the things that we study and we know, and our heart. The heart and the mind are partners and merge in Avodas Hashem. And that being the case, so many Svarim, yes?
Question. One is Midrash and Haggadah, from at least the sources that we see, are they a means towards an end, in the sense that the whole point is to get to the Yiras Chet, or to get to this better state of personality? Or is it actually supposed to be regarded as Etzem Talmud Torah, even if it doesn't...
So I think both are true. That's what we see. First of all, the first Makoros that we saw stressed that it's a Chelek in Talmud Torah. That's first and foremost. And a person has to know Kol Tzar Kula, which includes Agada and Medrash and the like. But second of all, what the study is meant to achieve is both Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. It's supposed to strengthen one's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and moreover help a person understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're both true. It is a Chelek in Talmud Torah, but the goal is to achieve these noble ends.
So are you able to be
mekayim
even if you don't come to that result?
Stama. If you learned, you learned. But something's wrong. So, because this is true, so many Svarim warn against the dangers of focusing too much on Gemara or Halacha at the expense of, for now, what we're calling Machshava. Now, I'm not saying that you should switch your plans for morning Seder or afternoon Seder. You should continue to learn Sukkah, Nedarim, or Shavuos, or whatever it is you're learning. But it's important to keep these warnings in mind. Consider, for example, the Hakdama of the Chovos Halvavos. I didn't include it here, but if you take a look at it, he chastises the Talmud Chacham, who excels in Gemara, but neglects to investigate the root principles and fundamental precepts of his religion, without which the knowledge, without the knowledge of which no precept can be fulfilled, right? Which is why Rabbeinu Bachya devotes his work to what he calls chovos halavavos. The way he puts it is that there are chovos haivarim, those are the ma'aseh mitzvah. There's the chovos halavavos, like avas Hashem and Yerushalayim, and someone who focuses on the chovos haivarim, but doesn't focus on the chovos halavavos, doesn't spend any time thinking about chovos halavavos, is really missing the boat. And he says, that's why I wrote the Sefer. Because the Sefer is all about the chovos halavavos. Likewise, Ramchal in his Hakdama to Mesil Shisharim mentions the same point. Again, I didn't include it here, because I assume... Do I include it? Where?
It's the box on page.
Box in page 3. No. We're not up to that yet. We'll get there. A little later on in that Hakdama. But I assume you all know it by heart, because you read Hakdama Techovas and Sil Sham so much. Tirei, im tizbonein behoveh berov haolam, ki rov anshi asechel hamahir vapikchim harifim, yasimu rov hizboninam vehaskalusam, Bedakos hachachmos veomek hayunim ish ish kefinetia sichlo vechashko hativi. Sometimes you have great Torah scholars that focus on very nuanced points, subtleties in the wisdom of Torah. ki yesh yitrchu me'od b'machkar habriya v'tava. So everybody has their own thing that they're interested in. Some people study tava, v'achirim yizboninu yitnu kol yunam l'tchuna u'handasa, v'achirim l'malachos, v'achirim yichnesu yoser alakodesh t'haynu limuda torah kdosha, mehem b'pilpule halachos, mehem b'midrashim, mehem b'piskei adinim. Everybody who is an intellectual person focuses on whatever they find interesting, and they specialize. Ach me'atim yu min amin azeb asher yikbu iyon v'limud al inyane shleimus avoda. But very few scholars focus on inyane shleimus avoda, al ha'ava v'al ha'yira al advekos v'al shar chalkei ha'chasidus. They're not ma'ayin into these things, which is again why he wrote the Seil Shasharim, essentially saying the same thing, like Beinu Bachya ben Pekuda. He looks at the world and he looks at the scholars around him, and he sees people that are very, you know, many of whom have accomplished a great deal in the intellectual realm, but they don't spend their time at all thinking about these very important matters of Ava, Yira, Dvekos, and the like. And the truth is, this critique comes up again and again throughout our history. If you look at the early Sfarim of Chasidus, they are, again, focusing on this critique. People who spend lots and lots of time studying Gemara, and Pilpul and Lamdus, without stopping to think about the bigger picture. I'll read you one source. This is from Rav Meshulam Feivush from Yosher Divrei Emes. He writes, "Uve'emes rabim ibnei amenu hamidumim be'enehem uve'enei olam chachamim gedolim b'torah b'nigla v'nister." They're not just great talmidei chachamim and nigla; they also study Kabbalah. Umidumim be'ira. B'chol advarim v'sovrim shebo l'ktsas Torah v'yira aval b'emes adayin lo zachu afilu yediyah ktana mitoras Elokeinu. The Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, a little bit later, also makes the same point that was a century earlier was the basis of the Chasidus, the critique, and a century later, the same critique came again against the Lithuanian yeshivos for people focusing too much on Gemara without focusing on Musar. If you want, take a look at the fifth letter. Really, is one place where he expresses that sentiment. And it's not just that, but if you study Torah without that, so Torah could become a destructive force. The Netziv writes, "Al yedei esek pilpula shel Torah yachol agiel lefamim shenafach lo leroetz chas v'shalom." Sorry, you don't have this either. But studying Torah without the proper context in terms of Yerushalayim and Midos and the like could be destructive. Rav Kook writes a lot about how the possibility exists that when improperly understood religion and even halacha could lead to immorality. Now, again, I'm not telling anyone to give up their morning seder, and you can very much go in the opposite direction. The Nefesh HaChayim, for example, in Shar Dalad, responding to many of the sources in Chasidus who advocated refocusing on Chasidus, Machshava, Kabbalah, without and at the expense of classical Talmud Torah, he says they went too far. Right? He writes, "V'hein ata b'doros halalu b'avonosenu harabim nafochu hagavawa hashvel." Kama samu kol ikar kvius limudam rov hayamim rak besifra yiro musar. Be'amram ki ze kol ha'adam be'olam ha'ola asok bahem tamid, ki hema malhivim ha'levavos, asher az yachnia levavo, lachnia l'shaber ha'yetzer mitavosav. They go ahead, they say, look, these svarim are the most important svarim, because they're the ones that inspire us, they're the ones that help us overcome our taivos, l'siyashe b'midos tovos, and they give us midos tovos, v'keser Torah munach b'karen zavis, so much so, that what happened? The keser Torah is munach b'karen zavis, because they're spending all day long studying these inspirational works. Uve'enai ra'isi b'pelach echad, this backwards perspective became so pervasive in one particular town. Ad shebirov bate midrashim ein bem rak sifrei musar larov. Their bate medrash are full of sifrei musar, and they don't even have a shas. Okay, oy vey. So, person can err in both directions, and the truth is that. Amongst the Gedolim of the generations, there have been many different true paths to how to find the right balance. And we'll talk about this another time, but it should be stressed that it's not just through the study of Agadah and Machshava that a person comes to closeness with Hashem and Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim, even and perhaps even to a greater degree through classical Talmud Torah one could achieve that. All that's true, but the point that we're going to stress today is that a person who is entirely focused on Gemara and Halacha and the like can very much be missing a very essential part of Torah and Avodas Hashem. Now that I look at that clock a little longer, I suppose it's probably not right. There we go. Okay, so good. So I have another 3 hours. So if that's true, meaning to say, if the part of the reason why we're studying Machshava is to a large degree to bring us to proper Avas Hashem and Yir Shamayim. So that relates to what we're going to be focusing on and what a person should focus on. L'mashal, the Rambam writes, again, I'm sorry you don't have it here, but in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, he's talking there about the events concerning the coming of the Mashiach, and he writes, "V'chol elu advar mukhiyotei bahen lo yeda adam eich yu adchi yu." You should understand that you're not going to know what's going to happen until it happens. Though there are many mamarim in Chazal that discuss the coming of the Mashiach, Lamaisi says, bottom line, you're not going to know what's going to happen. You can't read them until and expect to figure it out. And perhaps that even relates to the fact that it's not even determined. Again, we'll hopefully return to that topic as well. It's not necessarily even the case that there's one single path to Bias HaMashiach. But the Rambam writes, "Shedvarim stumim hein etzel hanaviim, gam hachachamim ein lahem kabbalah v'dvarim elu." These things are stumim etzel hanaviim. In other words, you read the Neviim that discuss Yemos HaMashiach, and they're very vague and ambiguous, right? Try understanding Sefer Zechariah, Daniel, and the like. It's sasum. And the Chachamim don't even have a Kabbalah about this. Meaning to say, presumably what he means is, you'll see many machlokos in Chazal about things relating to Yemos HaMashiach, and when you find a machlokos, the Rambam says that indicates there's a lack of Kabbalah. You know, we could look at the psukim and try to figure out what it means, but Chazal didn't have a Kabbalah specifically about the unfolding of the Messianic era. Val kopanim, the Rambam says, ein sidur havayas dvarim elu velo dikduke, and ikar bedas, these matters are not fundamental principles of faith. Uli olam lo yisasek adam bedivrei hagados, v'lo yarech b'midrashos hamorim b'nyanim elu ki yotzei b'hen, v'lo yasimim ikar, she'ein mevi'en lo lidei yira v'lo lidei abba. So don't spend too much time on these midrashim that discuss the coming of Mashiach, because lamaisa, they aren't things that bring a person to avas Hashem and Yerushamayim. Meaning to say, when one is studying what we're calling machshava, the Rambam, so the focus should be upon things that are mevi lidei ava v'yira, and not all things are equal in that respect. And the Rambam in this case is saying that an overemphasis on the Midrashim describing the coming of Yemos HaMashiach is really a misfocus, because you can read all about it and it might be very interesting, but it's not going to bring a person to Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. So what should we focus on in studying Machshava? It should be the things that bring a person to Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. Rav Dessler writes a similar point. He says that there's no point in studying Agados that leave a person unaffected by their study. Like we said before, if they don't change you, so then there's very little point in studying them. And while that's true, it's also important to understand that that doesn't mean that you should just study Midrashim and Agados that talk about Yirah Shamayim. There are many such Midrashim. So you might think, okay, well, so in light of what the Rambam said, we should only read Midrashim that are discussing Yirah Shamayim and Avas Hashem. No, it's not true. Because like we said before, understanding the way in which Hashem exists and relates to the world and the like, these are the things that bring a person to Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim, even if they're not discussing Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. A little mashal you have over here, the Hakdama to Nefesh HaChaim. So Nefesh HaChaim is largely a Kabbalistic work that doesn't focus on Yerushalayim per se. Obviously there are discussions that relate to Yerushalayim. I wouldn't say that's the focus of the Sefer. But he writes, or this is actually in the Hakdama, it's his son who writes, that his father encouraged him to very swiftly publish the work. Because why? Shiskablu dvarai bekuntras halalu lahashrish yuras Hashem v'torah v'avoda zaka b'lev yishrei lev hamevakshim darkei Hashem. So the purpose of Nefesh HaChaim is lahashrish yuras Hashem. And that's true, even though, again, if you actually learn Nefesh HaChaim al HaSeder, you'll see it's not, for the most part, discussing overtly, explicitly Yirah Shamayim. He's discussing all sorts of things. But studying these things, like we saw in the Rambam, is something that brings a person to Yirah Shamayim. And that's why you'll see that in so many of the Sfarim, they focus on how knowing certain things are essential to a person's fulfilling their mission in the world. So take a look, for example, again, you all know this by heart for sure by now, but the middle of page 3 from the Hakdama, the Ramchal's Nesios Yisharim, Yisod ha-chasidos v'shorash ha-avoda t'mima hu shizbar v'yis ames etzel ha-adam ha-chovaso be'olamo ulema tzarich sheyasim mabato u'magamaso b'chol asher hu amel kol yamei chayav. So the yisod of chasidus and shoresh of avodah tmima is to know something, not just to know it, to internalize it, yizbar v'yisames etzel ha'adam. But the point that the Ramchal over here is saying is that if you want to serve Hashem properly, you have to know certain things. Not just know halacha, but know certain things. In this case, it's the idea that olam hazez domel leprozdor, and that we're here to accomplish certain things in order to get to a bigger and better place. But the yisod that he's saying, he's opening up his words, opening up his sefer with the idea that you have to know something. You have to know this. A person who doesn't know this, even if he's medaktik and halacha, will not reach chasidus and avoda tmima. Likewise, the Rambam, as we mentioned before, writes that if you want to, you know, he opens up his sefer, Halacha, the Mishnah Torah, with the idea of Yesod HaYesodos V'Amud HaChachmos Leda Sheyesh Matsui Rishon V'Umamzi Kol Nimtza V'Chol Nimtza Mishamayim V'Aretz U'Masha Beinem Lo Nimtzu Elamei Amitas Himatzo. The Yesod of all Yesodos, the Amud of all Chachma, is to know certain things. In this case, it's to know that there's a first cause, that's the cause for all that exists, and all that exists only exists due to the truth of his existence. Bezras Hashem will have a chance to read that sentence very carefully and try to understand what it means. But the point that we want to bring out today is that you have to know these things. You have to know certain things. And again, it's true what the Ramchal begins his sefer with, you have to know this, and the Rambam begins his sefer, you have to know that. They're not exactly the same thing, and they have a different, what the Rambam means with the ideas, something perhaps particularly unique. But the basic idea is the same. You have to know certain things. There's certain things that a person must know to be a proper Jew. And that's Bezras Hashem what we're going to be doing. So number three, third reason why we learn Machshava, is that it affects how we perform mitzvos. Meaning to say that obviously, for the most part, if a person does a mitzvah, and at the very least if they have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah, they're probably yotzei the mitzvah. You don't have to understand the mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvah. Sheik lulav, shem mitzvah slulav, you're mekayim mitzvah slulav. But many, many Rishonim stress that complete or proper fulfillment of mitzvos requires an understanding of the mitzvos. Again, it's not ma'akev, you're yotzei the mitzvah without it, but your kiyum ha-mitzvah is chaser. The Meiri writes, for example, in his Hakdama to Beis HaBechira, where he talks about this a lot, that a mitzvah will only fulfill its purpose. He writes, Yimashech lo min ha-mitzvah ha-hi, Mashekivein nosna yisbarach li-mashech mimena. So if you want to get out of the mitzvah what Hashem wanted you to get out of the mitzvah, only when you contemplate its purpose. He writes, only if you're mizbonein b'inyin ha-mitzvah. So you won't get out of the mitzvah what you're supposed to get out of the mitzvah if you're not mizbonein b'inyin ha-mitzvah. Along similar lines, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim 351, in all cases in which perform a mitzvah merely with our limbs, as if you are digging a hole in the ground or hewing wood in the forest, without reflecting either upon the meaning of that mitzvah or upon whom the commandment proceeded or upon the end of the action, you should not think you have achieved the end. Exactly what the Meiri says. If you do a mitzvah without thinking about its purpose, you shouldn't think that you've achieved the goal of the mitzvah. The Ramban likewise writes that awareness of the philosophical implications of the mitzvah are necessary to complete the mitzvah completely. He writes this in, among other things, the Drashas Taras Hashem Tamima. V'yadua ki ha'osa mitzvah below kavana, o mi shelo yizbonin ba, lo asa bishlemus, aval ha'mizbonin ba, kigon kanam izuzu bedinar, kava bepischo v'niskavein lizbonin ba uv'inyana. So then you fulfill the mitzvah properly, right? What did he say? He says to fulfill the mitzvah properly, you need kavana. Otherwise, you haven't achieved the mitzvah bishlemus, if you haven't been mizbonein ba uv'inyana. In other words, understanding the idea of mitzvos is an essential part of completing the mitzvah. Now, we're going to talk about that more, Bezras Hashem. I hope we got a chance to learn about the parsha of Tamei HaMitzvos and what exactly these Rishonim mean when they talk about being Mizbonim, B'inyan HaMitzvah, U'vinyana. But suffice it to say that there all these Rishonim we saw just now, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Meiri, and many others who stress that understanding a mitzvah is essential to being the kind of mitzvah b'shleimusa. Again, not to be yotzei. You're yotzei the mitzvah either way. But to get what you're supposed to get out of a mitzvah, you have to think about the mitzvah and its ideas and what it's teaching us. And we should add that the Torah is not limited to mitzvahs, right? Non-halachic material comprises a huge section of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So it's true. This week's parsha has a lot of mitzvos, but if we look at Torah more generally, you'll see that large parts of Torah is not about halacha, not about mitzvos in a technical sense. The Ramban, the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, notes the essential indispensability of the non-halachic portions of the Torah, like Sefer Bereishis. The Graz, quoted by his brother, puts this very powerfully at the bottom of page 3. B'shamati me'achi agon zal, shorish hadavar, that's what I heard from my brother, the Goin, the Gra, shebevade lek lemeimer shelo yichnesu tachas geder ha-mitzvos, rak taryag mitzvos velo yoser. Don't think there's only taryag mitzvos. Shim kein b'reishis vad bo, ein b'am rak shlosha mitzvos. Gam harbi parshio shebetorah she'ein b'am shum mitzvah. V'zeo davar she'einu miskabel. Ela b'emes, kol dibur v'dibur shebetorah she'yatzim et piagvura, hi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. In other words, Sefer Bereishis is full of mitzvos. Now, it might not be counted among the taryag. To be counted among the taryag, you need to fulfill certain tanaim that the Rishonim spell out. But don't think it's not a mitzvah. And finally, since we're almost out of time, studying Machshava helps a person understand our sometimes mysterious world. The Ramchal, for example, in Sefer Das Tfuna, writes all about why evil exists. And he talks about the direction of history and how to view current events in light of the Torah's understanding. The Ramban writes in his discussion in the Shar HaGmul about the problem of evil, has a fascinating comment. He writes that after spending dozens of pages discussing the problem of evil and why the righteous suffer and why the wicked prosper and the like, says the following. He says, in the end of the day, it's not something we could really understand. We can't always answer the questions why the righteous suffer and the like. So he says, very Pasha Chayla, he says, you have this page 4 towards the top. But if in the end of the day there's this mystery, so in the end of the day, we have to believe in divine justice because we know Hashem is just. We can't reconcile sometimes what we see with what we know. We just have to have emuna. So lama tatriach osanu v'titzav aleinu lilmod hatayno shepirashnu v'hasod sheramaznu. Right? Why in the world did I bother writing about this for so long? Right? You know? If in the end of the day, the bottom line is, we can't understand. We just have to trust. So why did we spend so many hours and hours and hours studying the topic if you're not going to have an answer anyway? So what's the pshat? Right? V'lo nashlicha kol al smach shenase b'sof she'en lefanav lo avla v'lo shichicha ela shekol dvarav b'mishpat. So the answer to that question is zu tainas haksila mawasei achokma. This is a taina of a fool, the people who despise wisdom. Right? Sometimes you'll give a shiur and you'll go through back and the forth, the havamina, the maskana, this tzad, that tzad, and then you'll even, you know, you'll come to the bottom line, okay, this is the halacha. So somebody goes to you after the shiur and say, what are you, how come you're a chaynik for 55 minutes if the bottom line is, you just said in 1 minute, what did you need the first 59 minutes of the shiur? Everything comes down to the last minute. So the Ramban says, that's a tain of ksilim, moaseh achachma. And even if in the end of the day, you're not going to have an answer, still, to say, okay, so what do I bother for? Why am I bothering if I'm not going to have an answer anyway? That's the tain of the ksilim of moaseh achachma. Meaning to say, we have a mitzvah of yidiyas Hashem. We have a mitzvah to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And somebody might say, well, you're never going to succeed. You can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible. So what are you even bothering for? Why don't you just go ahead and say, look, I can't understand, so I'm not going to bother. Zu taina saksilam umase achachma. That's what the Ramban says. So much in the world mystifies us. Whether it's philosophical questions, we see innocent children suffering, and all sorts of questions, and studying Machshava is something that will help us at least begin to learn and understand how to relate to our world, how to relate to history, how to understand all that we see, even if we're not going to end up understanding everything. The Chazon Ish writes in the opening lines of Emunah V'Yitachon, he's not exactly talking about this, but I think it powerfully articulates this point, which you have over here again on page 4. We're just about out of time, so I'm just going to read it in English, but you should really read it in Hebrew. It's very powerful. If a person is possessed with a sensitive soul, and it is a moment of tranquility, free of physical craving, and he scans the heights of the heavens and the depths of the earth, he's overwhelmed and astounded, for the world appears as a closed secret, mysterious and wondrous. The riddle grips his mind and heart, and he feels faint, lifeless, for he is possessed by this mystery and yearns with his entire soul to solve it. He would walk through fire and water for this understanding. For what is the use of life if that pleasant secret is withheld from him? You learn Emunah V'Yitachon of the Chazon Ish, and you have a whole new perspective on the Chazon Ish. And you see that, you know, a Talmud Chacham who, in 99.9% of his writings, is mamish Ion and Gemara, but it doesn't mean the person is a dry, uninterested person. Finally, the Rav, along similar lines, highlights one additional point, which I think is interesting relating to this class, in a letter that he wrote about to Dr. Belkin about the Smicha curriculum. He made several suggestions about improvements, most of which have been ignored. And in it, he says that there should be a need to have machshava as part of the curriculum for rabbinical training. And he says a fascinating thing. He says that had the Jews of the Second Commonwealth formulated its great moralistic doctrines in a philosophical vernacular, Christianity would not have been able to boast throughout the ages that it had discovered new ethical horizons. In other words, because they didn't formulate, of course the Torah is based in moralistic doctrines, but it wasn't formulated. So that led to a taina, which is false, but pervasive. You could add that had the principles of the Rambam concerning the eternality of the Torah and the uniqueness of Moshe's prophecy been formulated, then the absurdity of Christian claims would have been obvious from the start. It's very often that we end up only formulating things as a response to challenges. And what the Rav writes about in that letter is that to the extent possible, we have to preempt those challenges by, among other things, studying Machshava. So we are out of time. I know that I mentioned a number of makoros today that you didn't have. I'll believe that there. Maybe I'll just send you my notes from today's shiur, which have the other makoros. Next week and for the rest of the Zman, Bezus Hashem, we'll meet not at 10:30, but at 10:20, because most of you are in Rabbi Rothrock's class for the first period, and that finishes at 10:15, so there's no need for a 15-minute break. So try to move quickly so we can start on time. If you need to go to the bathroom, whatever it is, but we'll start from, this year will be from 10:20 to 11:20 right here for the rest of this month. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.
So if you're going to talk about this class,